Track 3, page 48.
Hi, Mom. Sorry I dropped in on you like this. I've been in the area since this morning and thought that you'd like some company.
Sure, I want to see you. I'm off from work today. You know how much I love driving a bus, but even I need a break to be able to do other things.
Do you have plans today?
It's my turn to volunteer at the animal shelter, but don't worry. I don't have to be there until 1 p.m. I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
Yeah. I've been a little bit busy lately working at the cafe and writing my story. How are things at the shelter? Have you been able to find enough adoptive families?
I'm starting to get really discouraged. There are so many abandoned dogs and cats that are brought in daily. It's not easy to find homes for them all. We're desperately looking for caring families willing to take them into their homes.
I guess that you try to look for people who are truly responsible.
That's right. We have to make sure that the animals are placed safely. Some of them were miserably treated and are afraid of people. We don't want them to go through the same problem again.
I heard that cats are left behind when people move from one house to another. Is that true?
That's right. Unfortunately, moving season is when we get most abandoned cats. It's usually difficult to find apartments where pets are readily accepted.
How can you just leave your cat behind? Thankfully, not too many people are like that.
Sadly, it's more than we would like. Some people try to find a place for their cat or dog before moving, but there are so many ads on the internet during the same period.
Do parents still give pets for a Christmas present?
Sure. The most popular time of year for adoption is around that time of year, in December. Parents come in with their kids to pick out a pet. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out, especially with dogs. Their child promises to be fully responsible for the dog, but the parents are often the ones who are stuck with the job. When it gets too hard, they give up trying and bring the animal back. Luckily, there are also many families who don't treat their pet like a gift that they can easily return to the store. They know that this animal needs tender, loving care.
It must be really expensive to shelter all these animals.
It's not just keeping them safely here, but also feeding them and having the veterinarian examine and treat them with the necessary medication for them to get well. All this is extremely costly. Thankfully, people give generously, and we receive financing regularly.
I'm thinking about writing a story about a boy and his adopted dog. I'm thinking about donating $5 to the IFAW fund every time someone buys a copy.
IFAM? Is that the International Fund for Animal Welfare? They helped treat animals after Haiti was devastated by the earthquake. Great idea. With the way you write, I'm sure that it'll be a bestseller.